We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Formosan or Taiwanese citizens enjoy eco holidays. In animal welfare news, rare birds of the United Kingdom are increasing in numbers. In veg news, students at the National University of Singapore promote the earth-saving diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 9th, Christian saint Martin de Porres was born in Lima, Peru in 1579. Even as a young boy, Saint Martin spent hours every night in prayer and was devoted to giving to others. Later in his life, he established an orphanage and a home for newborns. He also contributed generously to those in need. A vegetarian, Saint Martin had boundless love for animals as well. He protected them and was believed to have a special connection to their thoughts and feelings. Saint Martin passed away in 1639 on November 3rd, which is now his feast day, and was canonized a saint in 1962 by Pope John XXIII. May the noble, compassionate example of Saint Martin de Porres remind us of the importance of sharing our kindness with other beings.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Guatemala. Struck by the worst drought in three decades, the country saw failure of primary crops and the worsening of an already grave food situation. As of the end of September 2009, more than 54,000 less fortunate families in the east and northeastern regions were suffering from hunger, while another 400,000 were at risk. Of these, over 40% were children under the age of 6, many of whom were malnourished and had contracted diseases such as pneumonia.
Upon hearing of this perilous situation, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $140,000 in urgent aid, an amount that could obtain $1,255,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Guatemala's cost of living.
On November 17th, our association members from Costa Rica attended a donation ceremony organized by the government of Guatemala and the Formosan or Taiwanese embassy. There, they presented a symbolic check to Guatemala's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Estuardo Rodan. Also in attendance were 40 distinguished guests, including government officials from Guatemala and Formosa or Taiwan.
During the event, guests also watched the videos Walk the Way of Love and The Facts, which highlighted the importance of the balanced vegan diet to alleviate the threat of global warming. The dignitaries present expressed their interest in this information on climate change.
Asimismo, agradecemos el donativo que ha hecho para Guatemala, ya que para nosotros en estos momentos, debido al cambio climático, tenemos problemas y realmente va a ser de muy buena utilidad para las personas que están padeciendo este problema. Gracias.
我在这里代表瓜地马拉大使馆特别感谢青海无上师的这种义举。另外，我也想借这个机会，想请各位观众大家要注意全球气候暖化的问题。
Appreciation to the Guatemalan government and Formosan embassy for making this meeting possible and for sharing concern about the urgent state of our planet. We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her thoughtful care and aid to the vulnerable. May God protect the Guatemalan people as we strive to restore our planetary stability through our kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Russia receives unexpectedly severe snowstorm. The Primorsky territory on the southeastern coastline of Russia endured a typical four-month snowfall in just 2 days. The blizzard, which overcame the region on Saturday, December 5th, was accompanied by strong winds of up to 110 kilometers per hour. One sailor has been reported missing. Travel by road, air, and sea was disrupted until the storm passed on Monday, and cleanup operations could restore function to the region. We pray for the missing man's safe return home and the soon resuming of regular life for all those affected by the storm. Let us strive for better care of our fragile earthly balance to eliminate such potentially catastrophic and unusual events.
Flooding on New Zealand's North Island. Parts of Coromandel Peninsula were inundated with downpours of up to 29 millimeters in 1 hour on Thursday, December 3rd, resulting in floodwaters that reached 1 meter in places. Emergency services went house to house to ensure residents' safety, and at least one person was rescued from a flooded vehicle. Damage was reported in some homes, but was noted to be mostly confined to sheds, garages, and vehicles. We are thankful for the safety of the New Zealand people, wishing that all affected quickly resume their daily productive lives as we work to ease such conditions through a greater consideration of one another and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Drinking found to threaten both well-being and the economy. According to the OLAC-C's or Vietnamese Institute for Medical Policy Strategies, alcohol-related problems such as traffic accidents, violence, suicides, family breakups, and work problems are on the rise. Youth are cited as being especially at risk, with as many as 69% of boys and 28% of girls aged 14 to 15 who have begun trying alcohol. The World Health Organization warns that overconsumption of starting in youth can hinder brain development, along with wider negative effects that include social disorders hindering the country's economic growth. The Ministry of Health is thus making efforts to stem these adverse effects, including drafting a bill to prevent alcohol abuse. Our grateful thanks, Ministry of Health and the OLAC-C's government, for your concerned action for youth and society. May your beautiful country be soon restored to wholesome health and well-being for all.
Alcohol sales decline in Russia. According to Vadim Drobits, head of the nation's Alcohol Market Research Center, the sales of strong distilled spirits and other alcoholic beverages dropped by approximately 15% in the first 9 months of 2009 compared to the same period last year. Calling attention to the gravity of the situation, earlier reports have stated that nearly 500,000 Russians succumb annually to alcohol abuse. President Dmitry Medvedev has thus been working to raise awareness and support for effective programs with some groups that have been advocating a raise in the legal drinking age as well. A big bravo, Your Excellency, and the people of Russia for this encouraging trend of reduced alcohol consumption. We look forward to seeing all countries free of harmful intoxicants as these, with global inhabitants flourishing in clear-minded happiness and vitality.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, mental toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
India's legendary singer awarded highest French civilian honor. At a ceremony on Wednesday, December 2nd in Mumbai, famed Bollywood vocalist Lata Mangeshkar of India received France's top civilian award, the Légion d'honneur medal.
The beloved 80-year-old musical legend continues in a career that has spanned over six decades, including the genre known as playback singing, for more than 1,000 Bollywood and regional language films. Our warm accolades, Lata Mangeshkar, for your well-deserved award. May your heaven-gifted musical talent continue to bring beauty and upliftment to audiences in India and throughout the world.
save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
And now so I'm going
World leaders gather in Denmark for historic climate change conference. The much-anticipated Copenhagen summit was launched on Monday, December 7th. The meeting represents the culmination of years of negotiations to create a successor to the Kyoto Protocol, in which 192 countries across the planet are being asked to come to a legally binding agreement that will reduce emissions quickly and efficiently enough to save the world.
Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports from Copenhagen.
This year's conference is expected to be one of the most important in history, a turning point where firm decisions will be made to prevent runaway climate change.
I believe that negotiators now have the clearest signal ever from world leaders to craft a solid set of proposals to implement rapid action.
Scientists from all around the globe have been warning that the Earth is approaching dangerous tipping points.
There are viable adaptation options that can be implemented in several sectors at low cost and with high benefit cost.
It is hoped that the negotiators and world leaders who are gathering here in the Danish capital will provide strong and unifying decisions.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it done. The time has come to set the right course for our world while we still can.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from the COP15 here in Copenhagen, Denmark.
In addition to government and civil efforts, 55 newspapers from 45 countries acted in unison by publishing an editorial that called upon all global leaders to take action in determining the direction, if not the fate, of life on Earth.
Our full support and salute leading decision makers, participants, and all others involved for your caring determination and courage. We pray for an outcome of the most effective and practical solutions, including a policy for the essential and planet-cooling organic vegan diet. Blessed be the wise collective efforts made in this crucial period.
Leading up to this key summit, Supreme Master Qinghai has been unreservedly urging the world's governments in particular to mobilize rapid and necessary efforts to address the livestock emissions, as in this August 2009 video conference with dignitaries and the public in Thailand.
I hope the government would please make it into law to forbid killing of animals, to forbid animal livestock raising, if they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve their country in many aspects. Then this is the first step we have to do. Stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. There's only two ways to do things in our world, the correct way and the incorrect way. And right now, to save the planet, there's only one way to stop the cost. That is the animal industry, by all means, in all aspects. We have to do it. Spread information, encourage everyone, inform everyone to be vegan.
Save our planet. U.S. and Mexico partner to restore bison population and grasslands. As part of a cooperative environmental program, the United States has donated 23 bison to Mexico. Coming from the Wind Cave National Park in South Dakota, the animals will begin expanding their populations in Mexico's northern 46,000-acre El Uno Ecological Reserve, where they will also assist in the restoration of grasses and grassland species. Mexico's Environment Secretary Juan Avero Quesada said that the goal is to restore the bison and other species through preservation measures that include allowing the animals to migrate freely back and forth across the shared U.S.-Mexico border. Secretary Quesada, Mexico, and the United States, we are glad to hear of your earth-caring work together, wishing the people of both your countries abundant and sustainable fulfillment in harmony with nature.
Save our planet. Animal agriculture affects global hunger. With the numbers of people facing hunger worldwide having risen to more than a billion for the first time in history, the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, released a white paper calling for reduced reliance on industrial animal agriculture and greater support instead for plant-based foods to provide nutrition for more people.
The report points out that with over 80% of all soy and up to 50% of corn already being fed to livestock, forecasts of animal product consumption doubling by 2050 means that livestock animals may soon be in competition with humans for food. Worse yet, livestock production is a major factor in global warming, which, if continued, will only intensify problems such as drought and extreme storms that are already threatening food security worldwide.
Our appreciation, Humane Society of the United States, for this wise reminder that global hunger can be alleviated by the simple choice of plant-based foods. May such research as yours lead us to swiftly adopt lifestyles that optimize the food supply for all.
In her dedication to ensure humanity's well-being, Supreme Master Qinghai has often warned of the major role of the livestock industry in world hunger, as during a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia.
Actually, we should not have to worry about food, because we have it abundantly on our planet. It's just that we have to use it wisely. Instead of using it to feed the animals, we use it to feed human, and that will be fine. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected. Studies have shown that if the grain currently go into livestock animals for feed, if we feed it to humans, then all the hungry in the world will disappear, and the reversal of global warming from a vegan diet will result in more plentiful growing conditions. So we even have more food than now if we turn to vegan diet.
Save Our Planet, the world's largest mangrove forest stretching from India to Bangladesh with its incredibly diverse flora and fauna, is being jeopardized by surface water temperatures that are rising at 8 times the general rate of global warming.
Save Our Planet. Research conducted at King's College London in the United Kingdom states that one of the increasing health threats of climate change is the rising incidence of mental illness.
Save Our Planet, stating that the world has only 5 years to avoid disastrous climate effects, Australia's chief scientist Professor Penny Sackett urges all residents to reduce their carbon footprint.
Hello there, I'm Augie the Piglet, a vegetarian. Today, I have a tip on saving trees and money. Next time you want to print something from your computer, please access the Print Preview option first. That way you can see and correct anything that needs changing before making a hard copy. It'll help reduce the paper and ink you use. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In community news, Formosan or Taiwanese eco-working holidays are a popular choice. In recent years, increasing numbers of environmental volunteers are contributing to a variety of projects. These include planting trees, cleaning up the coastline and mountainous areas, and monitoring natural habitats like wetlands and coral reefs. The green endeavors are sponsored by both government agencies and private organizations. Kudos to all those involved in taking care of the fantastic surroundings of your precious island. With loving guardianship and a vegan organic diet, Earth will surely once again blossom as a jewel of our universe.
In animal welfare news, United Kingdom's birds that were once declining show an increase. According to the most recent publication of the annual The State of the UK's Birds, nearly 60% of UK's avian population that previously were considered rare have experienced a boost in their numbers. The report is produced by the UK non-governmental organizations, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, the British Trust for Ornithology, and the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, as well as several conservation agencies of the UK government, such as the Countryside Council for Wales and Natural England. We are glad to hear of this good news about our exquisite feathered friends. May all God's winged creatures fly in joy and land in safety on our shared planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Singaporean university students inaugurate a Meet Out Thursday campaign. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More mind-soothing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a benevolent world. In Veg News, National University of Singapore, or NUS, promotes the Earth-Saving Diet. In an effort to halt global warming, members of Students Against Violation of the Earth, or SAVE, at NUS launched a Meet Out Thursday campaign. They went to four major food service areas on campus with fun animal, vegetable, and fruit mascots, sharing messages such as, "Meat is a carbon-intensive commodity," and "Fight climate change with diet change." Kudos, Students Against Violation of the Earth. Our appreciation for your dedication to raising awareness about the importance of the plant-based diet in safeguarding our world. May all make the wise and loving choice to be vegan.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Ndebele entitled Caterpillar Talk.
Amashongolola amabili ayehlele phezu kwehlamvu. Wadlula ivevane ngesiqhubu libethusa. Lashibilika elinye lakhangela kwelinye lathi, "Mfana, ngeke ungikhweze phezu kwenye yalokhuya okuyizinto."
Now for our viewers' heartlines on magical musicals Lost Horizon, The Wiz, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on CinemaScene.
I love Lost Horizon and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Wonderful depiction of fantasy, both of them with great music. Good commentary, too. Sonera from USA.
The Wiz, absolutely the best film ever. The commentator gives a great description. Great cast, outstanding cinematography, supreme music score, amazing costumes. And the theme of the film is very deep and heartfelt. Wiz.
Cinema-loving viewers, so glad you enjoyed these classics. They give us a glimpse into a magical world that perhaps we deeply aspire to visit. Wishing you many moments of being enthralled by uplifting and beautiful movies with heaven's benevolent light.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly glory grace your life with joy and tranquility. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The neighboring nations of Brazil and Peru create an integrated zone on their shared border with a new highway to connect the countries and facilitate the free movement of people, goods, and services.
Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou urges for humane treatment for dogs, adding that human caregivers should treat their dog companions like members of the family, caring for them in all phases of age and health.
Prior to a friendly meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan stated that his country will not send any new troops to Afghanistan.
The British Independent Film Festival awards Anne-Marie Duff as Best Supporting Actress for her role in Nowhere Boy and presents Daniel Day-Lewis with the Richard Harris Award for his independent spirit and contributions to film.
China's foreign ministry spokesman Qin Gang calls for resolving the nuclear questions with Iran through dialogue and negotiation.
Zimbabwe's finance minister Tendai Biti announces the country's expected economic growth in 2010, which will be the first such expansion in 10 years.
Legendary Hollywood Disney Animation Studios crowns a first-ever fairy tale royalty of African descent as Princess Tiana stars in The Princess and the Frog, featuring the voice of Tony Award-winning actress Anika Noni Rose.
The government of Iraq unveils a new YouTube channel, youtube.com/IraqiGov, which highlights the country's achievements through news updates on matters of security, economy, and democracy.
Peru officially ratifies a free trade agreement with China that will progressively remove tariffs in over 90% of products sold between the two countries.
U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea Stephen Bosworth visited in Seoul, South Korea, prior to beginning a rare one-on-one meeting with North Korea to encourage a resumption of nuclear disarmament talks.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.